Friends, if you are anywhere in Leviticus, or like most of us, just wrapping up and turning towards Numbers, you have found that Moses has just come down from Mount Sinai with a bunch of detailed guidance and rules and regulations and laws. Before we leave this place, I want to invite you to pause and take a healthy step back and a healthy step up. Remember, context is everything. One of my mentors and counselors who's worked with families for over 5 decades, those are his most consistent words. Context is everything. It can get sticky and distracting and bizarre when we're immersed in rules of how to handle things like being ceremonially clean or unclean, or what to do with a blister or an ejaculation or the sale of a slave. Now, this first pass, I want to invite you not to get too distracted with these details as we go through this BGS, through the Bible cohort. Yes, these details are of extreme importance, but also this first pass, they are not the primary point. God has called out a group of people to orient their very existence around Him and His kingdom, in order that they might flourish. Remember, if we're to leave ground level of all these laws and regulations and detailed instruction and look upon the atmosphere in which they are creating for a community of people to live and work and play and arrange their days, this is one of the important truths that we will recover. Friends, we are intended to live in a God-centric and God-dependent communal life. Let me say that again. We are intended to live in a God-centric, God-dependent communal life. Not the hyper-individualism we find ourselves in, not the constant focus on what's new or what's next. You think of the culture, the atmosphere in which we live, so much of it is more and more faster and faster. So much of it's focused on either quarterly growth or quarterly or annual outcomes of a school year or a new job. So much focus on the future as far as retirement or long-term goals. And we find ourselves putting our hope in something like a vacation once or twice a year, and just simply grinding the rest of our days. Friends, that is not the atmosphere of God and His kingdom. This book reminds us that life was intended to be cyclical and interdependent. It's intended to be rooted in where we came from and where we are going. Where and when we find ourselves having more than enough, it's instructing us that life is found by becoming the face of God in providing for others. And when we are in need, it is a community in which we've cultivated relationships that we are asked to risk being known and make our needs available to others. You know, we're given detailed guidance to order our entire life around Sabbath, not working for Sabbath, but working from Sabbath. I love the constancy of the pattern that emerges every 7 days, every 7 years, culminating in this great year of Jubilee. This pattern to stop, to settle in, to tend to the seed of eternity in each of our hearts. We're being given a path and a process to become the kind of person in whom others find eternity seated deep within us, being cultivated with regularity and with care in order that it can bring a harvest for those entrusted to us. It's instructions for a life ordered around celebration, remembering where we came from, where we are going, remembering who we are and who God is, and how His faithfulness is the through line that narrates our past and orients our future. That was the intention behind the great feast days of the people of God. And when a society and a people group is young, it needs very detailed and specific guidance and care. It's human nature, as we know, to quickly wander and to lose God as our North Star. And I love, as Leviticus chapter 20 reminds us, life is sacred. We are sacred. And we are intended to be set apart for a sacred purpose. And that sacred purpose is available here and now in the detailed fabric of our everyday, ordinary lives. And friends, this is the deep hope that we have to be mindful of as we find ourselves in Leviticus and Numbers and deep in the Old Testament. We are not merely an Old Testament people. Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. The Holy Spirit's been given to each and every one of us as an intimate guide. We have the resurrection power of Jesus Christ being made available to each of us to course through our veins as a constant river of life. Our Father is deeply at work. He's orchestrating an intimate path and process of initiation that forms us into the people of God, people of deep maturity, people of integrated whole hearts, people who can hear the voice of God and follow Him all the moments and all the decades of our lives. And friends, we find ourselves in a culture, a community, a world that's very far from the original design. And yet God is making a way where there is no way. This ancient guidance to an ancient people group carries within it clues and treasures to help us recover in this very hour exactly how we can live in God and in His kingdom. And I love, as we turn to the introduction of Numbers, what Eugene Peterson says in his commentary. He says, becoming a truly human community is a long, complex, and messy business. Simply growing up as a man or woman demands all the wisdom, courage, patience that we can muster. But growing up with others, with parents and siblings and neighbors, to say nothing of odd strangers and mean enemies, it's immensely complicated. It immensely complicates growing up. And so with that in mind, I want to make a movie suggestion that might help recover the spirit of what God might be communicating through these detailed instructions of how to live and how to grow up, these instructions we find ourselves in the books of Leviticus and Numbers. I want to invite you to watch the movie Defiance. It's a redemptive story of Jewish brothers in a Nazi-occupied Eastern Europe, and they escape into the Belarusian forest where they risk and struggle to find to build a village and a community as a sort of heroic response to genocide in an effort to save their own lives and the lives of what becomes in time a community of nearly 1,000 men, women, and children. It's a powerful illustration of what it might be like in daunting circumstances with limited resources to live, as Revelations 12 says, not loving our lives so much as to shrink from death. And this film, Defiance, is a brilliant illustration that animates our imagination to enter the text, to find ourselves among the people of God, responding to Moses as he leads us into the impossible made possible. We're closing Leviticus, we're entering into Numbers, and in that, I just appreciate Eugene Peterson's words where he says, diving into the essential work of training our imaginations takes some less than romantic details by which we grow up and are formed into a truly human community. And so as we do this together, these less than romantic details, this process of growing up and being formed as fully human and a fully human community, I want to make this suggestion to you, that you were born at exactly the right moment and exactly the right story to become exactly who God intended when He intended you. And as Leviticus points out, we were never intended to become that person alone. We are being formed and forged to become his kings and queens in our realms, ambassadors of love, lights shining in darkness, and darkness cannot put it out. You are brave to take this journey, and you are not alone. Let's keep going.